Each generation is in a way, confronted. I went through the 70s, I'm from Northern Ireland, so we know about conflict and all of that, and the violence that can, and how it can destroy society, and how government unwittingly or deliberately can divide and destroy society through other ends. The 80s came back to London, exactly the same, Margaret Thatcher, a sense of desperation, disenfranchisement, the unions got kicked to death, etc. And then in the 1990s we had a mini recession. I'm not trying to depress you. What I'm trying to say is, look, it's a condition. I mean, there is this kind of sick cyclical thing, and there is artists that find themselves on the margins. Black people and Asian people. Racism is endemic and hasn't gone away. And for David Cameron to stand up and say the multicultural society had a real problem to it, but it's a damn sight better than what he's proposing now, which is just the National Front up and away. And what I'm really trying to say, I've never experienced anything so bad as this. I have never. And I've talked about the 60s. There was a sense of optimism. The 70s, well, you were either in, doing punk rock or you were out there. The 80s, well, we knew what Margaret Thatcher was going to do. The 90s, well, we got Tony Blair and the war, too, I don't know much. And this is the worst. This, I tell you, is the worst. It's worse because it's blatant. It's so blatant. And it's worse because it's going to do structural damage. The thing about Mrs. Thatcher is, we gave her three terms, but even her own Tory party were bailing out in the third because they were embarrassed. They were so embarrassed by the woman, not just embarrassed because, she was just slightly mad, but because of the damage she was doing. In the last 10 months, this government is going for it. And again, to quote my friend in the pub, he's saying, Ian, remember the Tories. And I said, what do you mean? He says, they go shooting. I said, yeah, they go hunting. He said, no, you don't understand. They get into these big sort of holes in the ground, and there's lots of servants running around, chasing the bleeding birds towards them. And they go, pull, education, pull, health. That's what's happening. It's so blatant, it's so criminal, it's actually criminal in a way. So I think enough of the kind of doom and gloom. The trade union thing wasn't an accident because, in a sense, they have experience of campaigns and changing government policy, albeit, here and there. Artists have a tradition of campaigning around issues. So do intellectuals, so do the black community. They lobbied and they fought. Yeah, and, it wasn't easy. In Northern Ireland, my community has had to fight, and so on. So to say, and I'm not advocating violence, anything but that. But I want to go back to Michael here, because when I was sort of waxing lyrical, Michael did spin me a little bit, and he said, no, there is something behind this. Do you want to enlarge upon that, Michael? What you think is really happening?
Well, it's hard to discern, but what you see, the only thing that's certain is what you see is not the truth. Pretty much the big society, you could call it privatization. Everyone helping themselves. So I'm sure there's an ideology behind it. But regarding the cuts, it's an obvious distraction and a means of separating the communities to fight for themselves, and having invisible control mechanism goes unchanged. But I guess we're talking in terms of the artists, and I was thinking, well, I'm not an artist, but I make art. What is the history of the artist? Who is the? I guess you go back to the Renaissance. Who paid the artist then? It was mainly, I think, Michelangelo, except that he painted mostly religious. Works. And the same now from the 1920s onwards. Who paid the most? So when you do illustrations, do you do it for a company? Is that your main point when you write